Now, is linear TV, as we know it, dead? The use of commercial video streaming services has surged, according to official figures. Wait for this. Close to half of all adults surveyed by the Office of National Statistics said that they had watched Netflix or Now TV or Amazon Prime or similar internet-based services over the past 3 months. So with viewing figures dropping for many of the big shows on the likes of ITV and the BBC, is television just so profoundly changing? Regular television, BBC and ITV. Well, earlier I spoke to the showbiz reporter Kelly Allen and the writer and commentator Andrew McVeigh, and I began by asking Andrea if she thought the BBC and ITV are in big trouble.
No, not at all. I mean, I did read a quote that said terrestrial TV's not dead, it's just resting. But I actually think it's in rude health. More people watched the Great British Sewing Bee on BBC Two in 2017 than watched Game of Thrones on Sky Atlantic. So I think that puts it into perspective. People are still watching terrestrial TV. They may not watch it when it's on at the time, the way, you know, the 1977 Morecambe and Wise Christmas special that everybody talks about. 27 million people sat down to watch that together. But, you know, 14 million people watched David Attenborough's Blue Planet. It was the most watched show of 2017. And it has been so influential. It's been credited with, you know, this cleanup of the oceans, that people being more inspired to help the environment. So terrestrial TV is still really influential. When you think about Love Island, I know you've talked about it on your show. It's a lot of people slag it off, a lot of people love it, but it's been so influential. People are talking about it. There's a range of merchandise. It's part of the national conversation. So yes, people are still talking about terrestrial TV. It's incredibly influential.
Kelly?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I think terrestrial TV needs to change. I was trying to remember the last time I actually turned my TV on, and I don't think I've turned it on in months. The way people consume
TV. You haven't turned
the
TV on in months?
No, I watch TV on my laptop, I watch it on my phone or on my iPad. I don't actually sit in my living room and watch TV the way that we used to, like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And I know certainly younger people, they don't have TVs in their house. They aren't interested in consuming in that way because they've got laptops, they've got phones, they want to watch them on apps. Even things like Love Island, I watched it religiously. I watched it on my phone. Because I watched it on the app, or I could download it, I could watch it on the go. So I think terrestrial TV needs to adapt if it's going to survive. Even saying about Love Island, I wouldn't even think of that as terrestrial TV because it's actually on ITV2, which is a digital channel. So I think if it is more like the next wave of TV, I mean, people are paying for like Love Island. I paid a subscription so I could watch it on an app without adverts. And I know a lot of other people did that too.
Well, I mean, I think The Handmaid's Tale on Channel 4, it's totally terrestrial TV. In the USA, that's shown on the streaming channel Hulu, but here it's on Channel 4. The Handmaid's Tale has been so influential and such great TV that people are talking, you'll see it mentioned in popular culture, about people, women being handmaids or men expecting women to be handmaids. I mean, that's all come from The Handmaid's on Channel 4, and that's critically acclaimed. That's absolutely fascinating. When you think about the Great British Bake Off, that's terrestrial TV. 7 million viewers watched the finale. It has made stars out of some of the winners. And so people, I mean, that's the influence that it has, even beyond the TV show itself. I don't watch Great British Bake Off, and I know who Nadia is. I know who Paul Hollywood is. I know who the presenters are. I know the people who have become famous through it and now have maybe their own books and their own TV shows. So, I mean, it's still an incredibly important part of national life and the national conversation. People may not watch it. I didn't watch the finale of The Handmaid's Tale last night, but I will watch it maybe today, sometime this week.
Yeah, but it's the way. I don't think anyone's suggesting that, you know, people are not going to consume the visual medium anymore. It's the way they're doing it. So linear TV, in other words, BBC, ITV, Channel 4. You know, we know, and we know from these statistics now, that close to half of all adults surveyed by the Office of National Statistics said they're watching Netflix and Amazon. In other words, that time, Andrea, when, you know, people said, right, 9 o'clock meant something or 7 o'clock. In other words, the broadcaster decided when people would watch and they had no alternative. Well, you just click your box now and you watch whatever you want. You flick through Netflix or the BBC iPlayer or whatever, and you choose the time you're going to consume this stuff.
But that's been going on for years. I mean, in the 1980s, people taped programmes on their video recorder and put in massive VHS videos and taped programmes. I mean, that's been going on. So I was doing
but there's so much competition now,
and
isn't there?
I didn't watch programmes. I didn't sit down to watch things because I was out and about. I was out with my friends or I was at university.
But there is so much more competition now.
Yeah, there is more competition, but that just means terrestrial channels will adapt, and they are adapting to a certain extent. So there are things like Channel Plus One or Channel 5 Plus One so that you can watch it at a later time or you can watch it on catch up. But that doesn't mean, but we pay, you have to pay extra for Netflix. And we assume that, I mean, there's a debate about the BBC licence fee, but in general, I think there's still an incredible warmth for ITV. The likes of Ant and Dec, Saturday Night Takeaway, that's incredibly popular. When people do sit down as a family on a Saturday night, people don't watch Ant and Dec, Saturday Night Takeaway at some other time. They don't watch it on a Thursday. They sit down with their family when they're having their tea and they watch it. That is must-see TV. Things like Pointless on during the afternoon and quiz shows during the afternoon, Loose Women or The Right Stuff on Channel 5, that is a daily show that people do watch. If it's current affairs, if it's topical, if it's a discussion programme, people do sit down and watch that. Daytime TV is incredibly popular.
So in other words, Kelly Allen, if the show is good enough, terrestrial TV will hold its own.
Well, you would think that, but I think there's very little event TV now, which is people rushing, I have to be gone by 9 o'clock. I think Love Island is probably the only example of that at the minute. X Factor used to be like that, it's not anymore. It's, young people,
millennials. Britain's Got Talent, Strictly, Coronation Street, Emmerdale, EastEnders, Match of the Day.
I'm not sure if there's the same impetus as there was when I was growing up, to be sitting down 7:30 with your cup of tea. How many times do you know that people go at 7:30, they'll pause the TV and they'll go off and make a cup of tea?
I haven't even got round to Nola Live yet. 51% share, biggest TV show in the country by a mile.
Well, I'm always sitting down for that, obviously. Always ready.
Couldn't resist myself, could I? Do you think the broadcasters, the big beasts, the BBC and ITV, do you get a sense that they're changing enough with Netflix and Amazon?
I met the CEO of Channel 4 a couple of months ago, and she said it's a massive concern. Netflix have deep, deep pockets. They can make big, they can get big stars in. They can make TV shows at a much higher level than some of our terrestrial channels. And they said they're generally concerned that people are turning to Netflix over terrestrial TV, and they're discussing that. They've actually discussed teaming up, sort of ITV, Channel 4 teaming up, putting their money together and doing things jointly to try and sort of combat that. They see Amazon and Netflix as the competition now, rather than BBC, ITV competing, which is a completely new way of sort of thinking about the way TV's dealt, because they were always sort of enemies before.
Really interesting conversation. Kelly and Andrea, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.